Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting show.
Another one.
They let us do another one.
Shots.
That's right. We have a Bar Curious Podcast shots edition.
Hey, so this is something new we're doing. Why are we doing it, Joey? Is it because we can't make it through another hour session?
Can't do another hour.
We can only do these hours for so long before we're like, okay, we need to slow it down and maybe 15 minutes of talking.
I don't know. I think that there's some really cool stuff to talk about, but there may be either A, not be enough information on it, or no one wants to listen to an hour about a certain subject. Yeah. Just like little quick snippets that you might be interested in.
Yeah. So we thought, you know, why not put out another show, but we'll do like a 15-minute shot.
Since, yeah.
You know, some people call them shorts. But we're in the bar industry.
And yeah, that's a shot.
So this is a shot. You're getting a shot of Bar Curious. And I got a shot glass with some whiskey in it. You got a shot glass with whiskey? I do.
What are you drinking on?
Ooh, this is Old Bardstown.
Ooh.
Willett's Finest Quality. Well, that's what it says on the bottle.
What?
It's good quality.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's Willett's Finest Quality. It's pretty good quality, though.
No, but it's good for the money.
Yeah.
What is that, like 30 bucks?
Probably. I don't remember what it was.
Bottle and Bond, too.
Yeah.
Got a horse on it. Look at that.
Man, I got the wrong thing. I went with Four Roses Yellow Label.
Yeah, you...
maybe I did go with the right thing. Mike's having a heart attack.
Yeah, that'll put hair on your chest. So, this is going to be a shot of Bar Curious.
Shot information.
Shot...
really quick.
Into your ear, up through your brain. And then the next day at work, you'll tell your friends at the water cooler. You'll be like, so I heard Mike and Joey talking. Let me tell you some cool history about the shots that you didn't know. So that's why we're here, to make your workday more enjoyable.
Exactly.
Yeah, to be the cool kid at the water cooler.
And our day enjoyable as well.
Oh, for sure. I look forward to this. Doing these recordings is everything. Anyway, let's get into it. We don't got a lot of time, so we got to go fast.
Uh-oh,
we got a lot of things to say. This is only a 15-minute episode, Joey. We got to go.
Giddy up.
So we're doing shots. We're going to talk about shot.
Yeah.
Where it came from.
Yeah, where did shot come from?
Yeah, like why do we call it a shot? Then we're going to talk a little bit about the drinking vessel.
Yeah.
I love calling it a drinking vessel.
I know. It's
glass.
You can hide it in the palm of your hand.
Instead of like a glass. And I'm like, no, it's my drinking vessel. So anyway, we got some pretty cool stories. So Joey, why don't you get us started?
So yeah, actually shot. That's an interesting bar term. Mm-hmm. So one of the stories that we've heard before, I'm not sure if you guys have or not, but in the Old West, they said that cowboys would be able to pay for a pour of whiskey by using a bullet or a shot as payment, which I'm not sure how true that is, but we'll find out at the end of this thing if it's true or not.
You have to stay tuned for that.
But
10 minutes or so.
But, I mean, it's kind of interesting to think that you're out in the Old West, like out herding the cattle, and then you go into a bar and you're like, oh man, I don't have any money on me. Here's a bullet. Like, give me a shot of whiskey.
That's the story that I'd always heard.
Yeah.
Because that's where it came from like a shotgun shell. So they would exchange shotgun shell, like rounds.
Like a shell for a shot. Yeah.
And then I had heard from someone else that... that the shell, an emptied shell, a spent shell, held about an ounce or an ounce and a half of fluid.
Yeah.
So some guys would use spent shells to pour their whiskey in.
As their vessel?
As their drinking vessel.
Nice.
Which also seems kind of ridiculous. And if you didn't wash it out, I mean.
It's only lead. Right? It's only, yeah.
And that's where lead poisoning came from.
Well, it's funny too, because with that, wondering if that's true or not, there's an 1891 edition of a general store catalog that I found that was out of Chicago. And they showed that a 45 caliber cartridge at the time cost 2.5 cents each. Mm-hmm. But in Kelly Dixon's book, Boomstown Saloons, talking about the Old West, stated that the average cost of a drink was 2 bits or about 25 cents. So well, I guess you need a handful of shells. Yeah. You need a handful of shots to actually get a pour.
Yeah, it just seems strange that, especially in those times when I imagine like rounds weren't easily to come by, like you had probably had to make your own. You couldn't just go down to like Cabela's and buy, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, there were probably some general stores that did it, but yeah, I'm sure a lot of the guys are doing it themselves. And
it seems like
it was more of a commodity back then than it is now. I mean, you had to have guns and shells
and
stuff.
Protection. You know?
Yeah.
And fight off, I don't know, coyotes.
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Blazing Saddles.
Oh. I immediately went
Not to Willy Wonka.
That's where I thought. I'm like, you got to fight Willy Wonka?
Well, I don't know. Guy comes around you with a bunch of Oompa Loompas.
Actually, yeah, right. The Oompa Loompas, they ate the kids when they died. Did you know that? When the little kid died or fell into the vat of chocolate, what do you think the Oompa Loompas did?
Well, that's a good point.
Fished his ass out and ate him.
Turn him into
they're
a
not people,
bar.
They're Oompa Loompas. They hate people. Yeah, so another story. No, wait, you have the other one about the eating, the game.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to jump on your... Yeah, so...
No, because
so,
I'm going to wait for mine. You
yeah,
tell
so
you,
another,
tell story
another one of the things, I mean, we're still kind of sticking with the Old West time frame here, but one of the another story that people used to tell is that when you would eat wild game like dove or pheasant or, you know, any bird that you'd use birdshot with out of shotgun, as you're eating it, they may have not gotten all the pellets out. So you'd have a little glass sitting on your dining room table. And as you're eating the bird, you might get a little shot in your mouth and you just throw that shot into the, yeah, you might, well, that's going to be edited out.
No, it's not.
So
you said it, Joey. Get a little shot in your mouth.
Yeah, a little shot. So anyway, so you take this little pellet, the BB, and you throw it into your glass.
Yeah, you'd have a little glass sitting next to your quail or dove that you're eating. Yeah, and you get a little shot in your mouth, and you gotta spit it out. You know,
man, no kids are gonna be on this one.
Well, you know, shotguns—they got a lot of little pellets in them, right? Isn't that what they call?
True, I don't know. Yeah.
But then, you know, we get into like, well, maybe it had nothing to do with the wild. I mean, Americans, we probably want it to be everything.
I mean, those are really
west.
Cool stories, yeah, is, like the cowboys and the whiskey and
dude,
the
rolling in onto the saloon, drop a couple rounds, throw back a shot.
Yeah, I mean,
get on your horse and ride somewhere. Yeah. That's pretty badass. But another one that I found that's, I don't know, I guess it's not nearly as badass, but it's pretty cool, was a man named Frederick Otto Schott, who was the co-founder of, Janjer Glasswork. So they spell glasswork with an E, not an O.
Okay.
Work, glasswork. He was a glassmaker, and he created this small glass with thick walls. And it was known as a shot glass.
Like more durable type glass.
Yep. And his last name was Schott, S-C-H-O-T-T. And then when it made its way to America, of course, it got Americanized with everything else. And we get the spelling we know today, S-H-O-T.
Nice.
You know?
So
you get
the type of glass they would use in a bar then.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Over in, I don't know, I guess Germany? Frederick Otto Schott. Does that sound like a German name?
Probably.
I didn't pick up his... Well, plus Janjer Glasswork. It sounds... Man, that doesn't get much more German sounding.
I love that every episode we give you like the crazy words to try to pronounce.
I know, man. So anyways, it's likely that this guy is the one who actually created this glass, the particular style of glass, which we're going to discuss later, but
right.
What we'll see, and that was in the late 1800s, but we'll see using the word shot to describe, or as a reference of describing like alcohol, the drink, small amounts of alcohol has been used since like the 17th century.
Yeah, that's insane.
But we'll tackle that. Tackle that after this.
Oh,
break.
We're gonna take a break.
Oh yeah, we're there. We're way there. And we're back, and we don't got a lot of time because we spent too much time screwing around. So Joey, let's go.
All right, so we're talking about shots and
one
how
more
the,
time. Yep.
And so how the cowboy, the Western, was a really cool story.
It's
that
a
great we saw.
Story.
Yeah, great story. Another thing that we saw that where shot could have come from, it was an old English word, scot, which meant a form of payment or a charge, and so. As English pronunciation changed, Scott began being spelled S-H-O-T. So instead of Scott, it was shot. And so, yeah, dating back to the 15th century, we found that shot referred to a bill that would be charged at a bar or tavern. But yeah, so I mean, Old English, it was scot, and that's kind of where we get scot free, like getting away scot free. Mm-hmm. So it's, you're getting away from a situation without punishment or injury. And I guess punishment at this time is your bill, your tab. So getting away scot free.
Yeah. I mean, it lends itself to, you know, as that word evolves to what I found, which was in, at least by the 17th century, the word shot was being used or referenced as a, like drinking alcohol, specifically like a spirit.
Yeah, that's when it's drinking more. Yeah, more turned into this, right.
So if it was like the bill in the, what did you say, 1400s?
Yeah, like 15th century.
15th century. And then it more or less evolved into the 17th century as referring to something more specific, like drinking a small amount of a spirit type.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And then from there, it wasn't until really about the 1920s that it was brought to America, or Americans were using it to reference drinking small amounts of spirits out of a vessel.
Yeah. A measurement of liquor. Yeah.
Yeah. To use as a measure. So once that happened, then you start getting these glass makers creating these smaller drinking vessels,
which can be awesome.
They can,
some be. Can be tacky. Well, some can be really
some,
cool.
Some have like utilitarian purpose where it's actually designed to measure. Cause you know, some bars and still, and even then, before like the jigger, I think the jigger actually evolved out of a shot glass, because shots were typically designed to hold a particular amount.
Yeah, a certain measurement of liquor.
Right,
of
liquor. So you were using shot glasses to create cocktails in the early days. And I think jigger was sort of evolved out of that.
Yeah, and it's also with you saying that, I have a couple of like super old bar books. And if you look in there, some of the recipes, it'll say, you know, 2 shots of whiskey, but you're like, well, how much is a shot? Is it a 1 ounce, or do you have a special jigger at your bar that was your shot
jigger?
They're all
jigger, different. That's the crazy thing. Like, especially where you go around the world, they're all different units of measure. And even in America, like you'll have some shot glasses that might be an ounce, and then others that might be an ounce and a half.
Right.
And that lends itself to the different style of shot glass too. Like you have a single shot, fluted shots, tall shot glasses, and they typically hold about the same amount, unless you're getting something known as a cheater shot glass, which is what I'm drinking out of, which I feel like purposefully
I cheated Mike on this one.
He's like, hold on, guy, I need you a little bit sober for these. But a cheater shot glass are those really thick, heavy glasses that you'll find at certain bars, real thick bottoms,
like what you think in the Old West, where the cowboy takes the shot and slams it down on the bar
table.
Yeah,
and you would almost think like, oh, it's made durable like that, so you can take the shot and slam it like a tough old grizzled cowboy.
Please don't slam shot glasses.
No, you'll shatter them and bleed all over the place. So, but the point of it was they would create these glasses that looked big and heavy and pour the whiskey in it, and it looked like you were getting a lot more than you really were. So you're probably getting 3/4 of an ounce, you know?
Yeah, a lot smaller than just a...
Oh, yeah, you're probably losing 25, 30% of what you should normally get. So you're paying for the full amount, but you're ending up with less.
Yeah.
So they call them cheater shot glasses.
Yeah, because kind of, I mean, you can see through it and the bottom kind of tapers off to a point. So you're definitely losing some...
Oh, I can tell you, I've been drinking out of this thing now multiple times, and yeah, it's not a full shot. Sitting here sipping on the shot glass, I'm like, oh yeah, that's not a full ounce. I know what a full ounce feels like.
That's not it.
That is not it. Anyway, that's it. Hold on. We have something else. Let's talk about the different... We talked about the different types, but stylistically.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to be anybody on this planet and not know what a shot glass is. It might be the most cliche, novelty driven bar product that there is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get shot glasses any tourist store you go to, get them with your name on it, get it without your name on it.
Maps, get them with a little moose inside of it.
Yeah. In fact, I got one when me and my brother, we were up in Michigan. Probably one of the coolest shot glasses I got is it's got a moose in it with a bobblehead, and it says the moose is loose in Michigan.
That's the coolest thing.
And I'm like, yeah, man, you drink enough of whatever.
That's the tackiest shot glass, but the coolest at the same time.
It's so cool. I'm like, when I drink, I'm like, the moose is coming loose tonight.
And you wonder why I give Mike a cheater glass.
Aw, womp womp.
I know.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's all we got on shots.
Yeah, that was fun.
Our first shot
episode. It was entertaining and interesting, and we still do not have a conclusion as to where Shot came from, but there we gave you some good stories.
You never know where Shot came from, but you know,
there's some good stories though.
Combination of all those things,
probably,
you know?
Probably.
But more than likely, all those things are true in some form, and you know, that's why we have Shots now.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you enjoyed what you heard,
I know I did.
That's what she said. Wait, that doesn't make sense at all.
No.
Anyway, please like and subscribe. We drop episodes every Tuesday. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Bar Curious Podcast. You can email us at barcuriouspodcast@gmail.com. And we honestly would like to hear from you. So let us know. If you got a better Shot story, man, send it in.
Yeah, we'll tell it on the air.
We will tell it on the air. Thanks for listening. Good night.